You are listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. It's Monday, January 23rd. Joining me in studio, writing Sidecar tonight, is comedian Paul Farver, who also hosts the podcast Singles Only. Mm-hmm. We also have a writer for the Red Eye. We have Ben Bowman, who was a showstopper. I don't know any other way to describe what you accomplished at the march on Saturday.
Truth teller.
Ben Bowman joins us in studio. And we are very excited to welcome back some of our friends from Lincoln Square Ravenswood Chamber of Commerce. Well, thrilled to welcome back Rudy Flores. How are you doing, my friend?
Good. How are you?
I'm very well. And you always have these fun events. How many events do you have in the, like, off the top of your head, do you know exactly how many you guys host?
I would say about 10 or 11 community events.
Yeah.
And it's like about 75 days of event planning. or events for the community,
I should say. I don't want to put you I don't want to put you on the spot. And I also, you know, you can, if you want to say this is your favorite, but do you have a favorite event? Because all of all of the businesses and the people in your community participate in all of them. So
yeah, they're all so different. But I'm a beer drinker.
I like
craft beer, so this is one of my favorites.
Well, there
and then
you
we
go.
Have Square Roots in the summertime, so this is the mid year for us for the smaller, more intimate setting for trying beer.
Excellent. And Paul, do you drink beer?
I don't that much anymore, but I do appreciate.
Is there a restraining order against you and beer?
No, I stopped drinking at shows. So
sure.
So that was a significant amount of time where I don't drink anymore. And I would just get tired when I would drink like thicker beers and I'd fall asleep before I got drunk.
Well, I bet you our friends, in particular, our friend Doug, who is a co-founder of and the head brewer at Metropolitan. Hi, Doug. How are you doing? What would you recommend to somebody who's gets sleepy when they have too much beer? Is there a lighter beer to have?
Caffeine.
Is there a caffeinated beer?
Sure. Yeah. There's caffeine. Do you have a good caffeine stout going?
We do a coffee beer occasionally for the Uppers and Downers Beer Festival that is held every year.
Is that legal?
Sponsored by Four Loko.
So tell us a little bit about Metropolitan.
We are Chicago's only lager-only brewery. So all we do is make lager beer,
mm-hmm.
something a little bit different than a lot of other craft breweries.
I kind
of
love that. I love a dedicated. I don't have to worry about having an IPA at your place. I'm not going to have a stout.
Nope.
Not getting a nail. What
exactly.
am I getting?
Lager. we've been in Ravenswood since 2008. This just 2 days ago was our 8th anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
So, thank you.
Congratulations. Well, I'm excited. And what you brought two beers with you tonight. You said one, well, I know one's Crankshaft, right? That's
yes.
this lighter one.
The lighter one is our Crankshaft Kolsch. It's, mm-hmm. If you were to go to Cologne, Germany, basically, all you'd be drinking is Kolsch beer. So this Crankshaft was inspired by the beer of Cologne. The other one is the amber-colored beer. We call it a copper lager, Dynamo Copper Lager. And that was inspired by the beer that you would have gotten in Vienna a long time ago. These days, Vienna lagers are better known as coming from Mexico.
Really?
In the form of Dos Equis Amber or Negro Modelo.
I was going to say Modelo. That's one of my favorites.
I actually like that.
But these are great.
But how'd you come up with the name Crankshaft?
Well,
is it going to be a legal answer?
I found out sometime later that if you spell it a little bit differently, it means sick society in German. But that's not our naming scheme is really based on tools and machinery and industrial parts. It's sort of paying homage to the industrial heritage of Chicago.
Well, it's and the logos that you have on here too. The artwork is very cool. With the obviously for Crankshaft, you've got some gears going on.
Yep. And Dynamo has a motor on it with mm-hmm. The city of Chicago in the background.
Ben, have you had an opportunity to try both of these beers?
I have not as yet sampled them, Patty.
All right.
But I look forward to
take your time. There's no urgency or rush. I like both of these because I'm more of a I like ales and lagers. And we also have joining us. We have Darnell Reed, who is the chef and owner of Luella's. I'm very excited to have you in studio. How are you doing?
Thank you. Excited to be here as well. I'm doing great.
Thank you. And this is you have a Southern food, including but not limited to, as it says in this press release, mm-hmm. Louisiana, Carolina, the Carolinas, I'm guessing, Georgia and Mississippi. Where are you from originally?
Actually, I'm from Chicago. I was born and raised in Chicago, but Luella, which is my great grandmother, she's from Mississippi.
So you grew up on some good cooking, didn't you?
Yes, yes. And she was the first of our family to travel to Chicago back in the 40s.
And, what brought her to Chicago?
Actually, what brought a lot of people to Chicago, just looking for better opportunity, work, mm-hmm. and things like that. So she's been here. Well, she was here since the 40s, and now we've been here ever since.
That's a great story, though. Yeah. Did you ever hear stories about what that big change was like coming from, you know, a completely different culture and being in Chicago?
I mean, actually, I've heard stories, but I cannot say I've heard stories directly from her about what mm-hmm. it was like from her. It was really kind of what we geared the restaurant toward. It was all about good food and celebrations and holidays and different things like that.
What was your favorite? What's your favorite when you think about grandma's cooking?
Actually, growing up, my favorite thing was actually two. One of them was her cornbread. And then another one was she used to always bake chicken, like for the holidays. She would bake chicken or duck or different things. She wasn't a big fan of turkey, so you get all these other baked varieties of birds for the holiday. So that's one of my memories.
Do you have a preference between like a Thanksgiving? Do you make a turkey now, even though grandma didn't?
I do make a turkey now because that's what everyone wants. Yeah. But if it was like me sitting down for Thanksgiving and someone's going to serve me, I'd probably go for the duck.
Oh, really? Yeah. All right. What makes a good cornbread? Because I don't know about anybody else, but that's my favorite thing is a good cornbread.
The truth?
Yes. Oh, no. Can I handle the truth?
Yeah.
Can I handle the truth? It's going to be lard, isn't it? It's going to be something. Is it really?
Exactly.
It's the lard?
It's the
lard. I knew it.
It is the lard. Actually, funny story. I'll make it short. But
you make your funny story as long as it needs to be, Darnell. There's no restraints.
There was one time that I had, I used to work hotels. So one of my managers that I reported to wanted me to make a cornbread without lard, and I was pretty upset about it. I'm like, this is how you make cornbread. You take it, it's not cornbread anymore. So he told, it was for like an employee function. So he asked me to, what I need you to do, since you don't want to make it without the lard, just go and buy Jiffy and make it for the employee event. So, okay, I'll, you know.
Just go make Jiffy, the box stuff.
Just go buy the box stuff because that's what he was used to.
How'd that feel having to do?
No, well, I went to the store to buy the Jiffy, and the first ingredient was lard. So, so I brought it to his desk.
Did he not know that shortening was lard and lard was shortening? Did he not know that?
Probably not. Yeah, probably not. But yeah, that's like the key ingredient. We do some different things with ours, with our cornbread. Like we actually whip the egg whites to make it fluffier and different things like that. But still, the key ingredient would be the lard.
Well, I tried one time to make a cornbread. I had a big family reunion. It was on me to make dinner that night. I love making chili and cornbread. That's my only specialty I have.
Okay.
But I thought I would get all fancy, and I probably should have Googled whether or not this would work. I tried using the drippings from the bacon that I also use in the chili. That bread tasted like soap. Like dish soap. It was the
because it was like already cooked bacon, maybe, yes.
Yeah, it was horrible. And like everybody was eating it as though it was the best thing. And I'm like, I literally had to go knock it out of people's hands once I tasted it. Because I had two batches. One because I without the bacon fat and one with the, and yeah, that was bad.
Well, you can try it again.
The dripping.
You can bake it regularly and then you can brush it with the bacon fat after. I would do that.
Nice. Yeah, because I tried baking it in. You can't recook it. It was basically, I was burning it, wasn't
basically,
it?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, it was the most disgusting thing.
While you were telling that story, he already knew, like, he's like, oh, yeah, that's not going to work. It was funny to watch. Like,
his face recoiled in horror.
Why? He's like, rookie. Do that? We are hanging out with our friends from Lincoln Square Ravenswood. The Winter Brew is coming up, and that's going to be this Friday, the 27th. You can go to, what's the website that people should go to, Rudy?
It's LincolnSquareRavenswood.org.
And Rudy, by the way, just so many great events. I think that people need, on your website, there must be a calendar of everything coming up, too, so people can plan accordingly.
You click on the events tab, and you'll see all the things we do throughout the entire year.
And for this event, tickets are $50 per person, and you get an 8-ounce tasting glass plus two beers from every. So this 8 ounces, you just go keep refilling it at every.
So the Friday events, the VIP events, so yeah, for $50, it's like all-inclusive. And then if you go on the Saturday event, $15 gets you in glass, first beer on us, and then you can taste up to 15 breweries at that event with nearly 40 beers that night.
Wow.
So that's two different options.
So also Uber is available, and public transportation is encouraged to this event.
Are there cots if you fall asleep? Like,
possibly. For those of you, we could make that.
I love that you want to know what the sleeping arrangements are for the event.
Well, if I'm going to have 15 or 8 drinks or whatever there was, I'd probably fall asleep.
And we are giving away a pair. How many pairs of tickets do we have to give away? Do we have a pair? We have 4 tickets, so 2 pairs of tickets to give away. So here's my question. Doug, do you have any maybe a craft brew trivia question you can ask our listeners?
Oh, a craft brew.
Yeah, let's see because I think the people that are coming to this, should earn it. If they're going to go to a craft brew event.
Yeah. One I always ask that's little known is Where was light beer invented?
There you go. I like it. Where was light beer invented? 312-981-7200 for one pair of tickets. Darnell, I'm not leaving you out of this. You'd have to come up with a trivia question, too, for Southern cooking. 312-981-7200. If you can answer the question, where was light beer invented?
Including zip code.
Right? Yeah, city's fine.
And for Darnell, do you have a question you would like to ask our listeners for their pair of tickets to the event?
Well, actually, I have a question, but it'll probably be more than one answer to it. I would like to know what will be the differences between Southern food and soul food.
Ah, I like that because I want to know. And we will take the first question, the first answer that Darnell deems as being good enough. How's that? Close enough. So 312-981-7200 for a pair of tickets to go to the Warm Yourself this winter with the Winter Brews, the Lincoln Square Ravenswood event. Again, this is going to be it's going to be with five Ravenswood Breweries, Band of Bohemia, Bagel. Is it Beagle?
Beguile.
Well, thank you, because I would not have gotten. Then they're spelling Beguile wrong, because I'm Beguile. Am I beguiling? No, I don't think I am. I'm sorry. Beguile Brewing, Dovetail Brewery, Empirical Brewery, and of course, Metropolitan Brewing. And there'll be food pairings by some local restaurants, including Band of Bohemia, Bang Bang Pie and Biscuits, Fountainhead, Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board. And I'm guessing Luella's Kitchen is involved as well, one of the destinations. So 312-981-7200. We have two pairs of tickets. You've got your questions. Let's see if you can answer. More after this on 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. We have two trivia questions for you to attend, receive a pair of tickets. If you have the correct answer, we have a pair of tickets to the VIP beer and food pairing this Friday night from 7 to 10 p.m. And we would love to give these away to some listeners. And the big event, the Winter Brew event, well, they're both big events, but the Winter Brew begins on Saturday, the 28th. There's an afternoon session from 2 to 5 and an evening session from 7 to 10. And it kicks off at the Donk. Do I say, is it Donk?
That is correct. The Donk House.
I can say something. I'm like a clock. I'm right. A broken clock. Wait.
I just like when you said the Donk House. It sounded cool.
The Donk House.
Yeah.
My son's fundraisers were held there every year for many years.
I like it.
The Donk House, which is at 4740 Northwestern Avenue. And the one question was, where was light beer invented? The second question, Darnell, I want to make sure that we have it right. What is the difference between Southern food and soul food?
That's correct.
Southern food and soul food. I have some ideas too, but I'm going to be completely wrong. 312-981-7200. Tell us what the difference is between Southern food and soul food for a pair of tickets to the VIP event this Friday night for the Winter Brewfest in Lincoln Square, Ravenswood. Mike, you think you have an answer for where was light beer invented? Hey, Mike?
I believe light beer was invented in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Is that correct?
Do we have an answer? Do we have a correct answer?
That's close.
If someone has the exact answer, we'll keep them on the line for close.
Okay.
We'll keep them on the line for close, but no cigar.
That is an alternative fact.
Yes. It's part of the story.
Wow. Okay. Stand by, Mike. You might be a winner. Juliet, 1 second. Let's find out. Let's see. Glenn, where do you believe light beer was invented? Glenn?
Yeah, it was, I'm pretty sure it was invented right here in Chicago at the old Meisterbrau Brewery on North Avenue.
And that's the correct answer.
Whoa! Dan, Mike, I'm going to leave you and Dan on the line. Glenn, you have won a pair of tickets for this Friday, the VIP event for the Winter Brew. And we hold on the line. Mike will get your information. How did you know the answer to that, Glenn?
Because my parents had stock in Meisterbrau, and they sold it before they invented light beer.
What?
Yep. The Peter Hand Brewery was over near Clybourne and North Avenue.
Right.
And they made Meisterbrau, which was later sold to Miller and became Miller Lite.
Oh, there you go. Well, excellent, Glenn. I love that you're going to this event, and it's going to be this Friday. Maybe we'll see you over there.
great.
Excellent.
Look forward to it. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you. So that's Glenn has won one pair of tickets. I'm going to leave Mike on the line because he was close but no cigar to take a second shot. Now we have to find here. I think you have to give him those headphones if you don't mind.
Well, Milwaukee wasn't really that close. I mean, it's about 2 hours
away. Well, he gets a shot at the other question. So,
okay.
Dan, you did not get the chance to answer the question about where was light beer invented, but do you have an answer for what is the difference between soul food and southern food?
I'm gonna say it has to do with the ocean, fish or seafood.
Interesting. No, it is not. That is not a correct answer. Dan, thank you so much for holding on the line, though. And don't forget, go to the Winter Brew Fest anyway. You know, go to the Friday Night VIP event. We'll hang out with you.
Great.
I promise. All right, we'll take a selfie and everything. Thanks, Dan. We have, hold on. I'm going to take, do we have Mike on the line still? 1 second. Does Mike have an answer for this?
So actually, we had the one and only Glenn, who was our original winner. He cannot go, so he is graciously offering his tickets to another listener.
Then Dan, you hold on the line. Let's see if Mike answers correctly for both of you. Hold on 1 second, Dan. Let me do this. Put that one on. I have so many buttons to push. Hi, Mike. Do you, you get the tickets anyway, right? This is very confusing for me. Well, you get the tickets anyway, but do you happen to have an answer for what the difference is between southern food and soul food?
You know what? I do not know the difference between soul food and...
This is a tough one, Darnell. You're stumping. Well, you still have a pair of tickets for the VIP event because Glenn has given them to you for this weekend, all right? So congratulations on being close, but no cigar. What was that?
I said that was very nice of him.
Well, it's paying it forward. It's an alternate reality, being nice.
Glenn's a good guy.
He's a good guy.
We bring people together on the show.
That's right. Mike, hold on.
Friday is my day off, and I'm looking forward to going.
Excellent.
There you go.
All right.
Just now you know the right answer. So if someone asks you, Milwaukee's not the right answer.
There you go. We have to take a quick break here. Do we need a break? Yes, let's go do that first. And then again, does Elise have an answer for the other question? All right, well, we'll see when we come back. Maybe she'll be close with a cigar. It is the Winter Brew this weekend. You can warm yourself this winter at Lincoln Square Ravenswood's Winter Brew. Again, that's this Saturday at 2 to 5 for the afternoon session. The evening session is from 7 to 10 at Donk House, 4740 North Western Avenue. The VIP event is on Friday night from 7 to 10 p.m., and we are giving away a pair of tickets if someone can answer this question from Darnell. What is the difference between soul food and southern food? Elise, what do you think?
Well, I was thinking about that, and maybe southern food is determined by the different geographical areas of the South, and soul food is determined by different cultures, the people who they bring it from, their background, maybe from where they came from in the southern area.
That's correct.
Yes. Really? No way.
Yeah, it's very correct, because soul food is...
I was half asleep when I was listening, and I heard that, and I got, whoa, that sounds like that could be an answer.
That is the answer, yeah. The southern, like our restaurant is Luella Southern Kitchen, so it's exactly that, food of the southern United States. And then soul food is, as you mentioned, it's pretty much a movement. Before there was soul food, there was soul music. So it's just the term soul, so it means like the food of our soul. And for the most part, soul food derived from West Africa to the United States. So in a way, everything that is soul food is also southern because it arrived in the southern United States first. But everything that's southern does not cross over to soul food.
It's not necessarily soul food, right.
Yes.
At least, not only was that a lovely answer, but it's funny because people kind of, they'll Google it, they'll look for an answer, but at least... No. Elise, let me finish my compliment to you, which was a really wonderful, like, sort of reflecting on it, thinking about it. And that was kind of the sweetest answer we've ever gotten. Can you get Elise's information, not only for those tickets, but if she wants to come see a performance at Zany's, we have some of those to give away as well. And Dan.
I saw you at Zany's about a year ago.
Oh, you did? Was
you're wonderful.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I have new material, I promise.
Okay.
So come see me again.
Thank you.
Hold on. I don't know if it's more lovely, but at least that was a really wonderful. wonderful answer. Hold on the line, and Mike will take your information. And give Dan a pair of tickets to Zanies as well, and whoever else wants to stay on the line for a pair of tickets to Zanies. And we've got some shows coming up for you guys to come to. I got to take a break here. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez. It's a full house. I love, it's like hosting my own little party. And we have food from Luella's Kitchen, our wonderful new friend from Luella's, who's the chef and the owner, Darnell. We also have Doug from Metropolitan Brewery, because they are friends of ours who are joining forces at the Winter Brew. You can warm yourself this winter at the Lincoln Square Ravenswood Winter Brew. It's this Saturday. There are two sessions, the afternoon session from 2 to 5, the evening session from 7 to 10. Everything is beginning at the Dank House, which is at 4740 Northwestern Avenue. There's also a VIP event on Friday night from 7 to 10 p.m. What's the website again, Rudy, before we start some music?
It's at LincolnSquareRavenswood.org.
Lincoln Square Ravenswood. And I know all these words, and you put them all together,
it's
and I can't.
Big address.
LincolnSquareRavenswood.org. Excellent. Go get the calendar. Find out what events are coming up. But go to this event this weekend. Live in studio for Music Monday. We are really thrilled to welcome Edwin, and here they are with Uncontrollable Pride.
I was under pressure when the devil told me what she thought. Nothing made much sense, and I said, Jesus, you sound just like God. Will my life come at a cost? 'Cause my money's gone to rent. Yeah, and how much would it cost to get my life back again? Uncontrollable pride. Me and the devil living side by side. Uncontrollable pride. How much love will it take to make this right? I was under pressure when the devil came to speak with me. And she said, you're a fool for loving someone you don't truly see. Well, how much would it cost? 'Cause my hair is getting thin. Yeah, what else would you want? 'Cause my beauty's at its end. Uncontrollable pride. Me and the devil living side by side. Uncontrollable pride. How much love will it take to make this? Uncontrollable pride. How much love will it take to make this
was Edwin with Uncontrollable Pride, and we have so many people in the studio right now. It's hard to even keep track of everyone. We have Jake Anderson and Jacob Ball, and we'll talk to them in just a little bit and hear some more music from them in studio. Also joining us in studio, we have Darnell, the chef and owner of Luella's Kitchen, participating this week at the Winter Brew in Lincoln Square, Ravenswood. Darnell, when you talk to people at your restaurant, because, you know, when I say I'm a talk show host, they say, what do you talk about? So like, I came at like 15 hours a week, I don't know, whatever comes up. When you tell people you own a Southern food restaurant, a Southern kitchen, what do they ask you?
They ask, what's your specialty? So, yeah, I've been getting that all forever, even before the restaurant and hotels, everything.
Well, and you were talking earlier, what's your specialty? But when you were talking earlier about the difference between Southern food and soul food, you were talking about how soul food is infused with someone's sort of like an emotion and this culture. Yes. But I'm guessing also your food is infused with what you are passionate about. So what would you tell people Luella's Kitchen is?
Well, actually, we're just that. Being Luella's Southern Kitchen, when we first opened, a lot of people assumed that we were like a New Orleans style restaurant, which that's the reason why we say that it's not limited to. So you can find just about what we try to do is make sure that we are serving food that you can get in the South, but we want to represent it well, because we don't want anyone who's from one of those places to ever come to the restaurant and be like, well, this is not the way we do it, or this is not what I'm used to. So we want to remind people of where they came from, because as I mentioned, Luella came to Chicago in the 40s. I know there are a lot of other people with similar stories in Chicago that are from Mississippi, or actually I have a good friend that's from Virginia or from Georgia, different places. So they come to Chicago, and sometimes they can find particular items that will familiarize them with where they're from on our menu. And as I mentioned, we won't offer it unless we feel like we nailed it. So one item in particular that we're working on now, and like I said, we won't put it on the menu unless we feel like we got it right. I just took a trip to New Orleans. Actually, our entire restaurant went to New Orleans. But we took a trip to New Orleans, and one day I was able to drive away, and we drove to Mississippi, and I got to try Mississippi hot tamales, and I got so excited. Like, I want to put Mississippi hot tamales on our menu in Luella's, and I just feel like until we actually get it right, then we won't do it. So that's just one example.
Well, that's a lot of pride in your restaurant. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Paul.
While you're like trying to work it out, do you need people to come in and just be like, yeah, hey, yeah,
for sure,
this is what it means? All right, I'll give you my number.
I think you're getting volunteers right here in the studio. I
mean, it always helps, actually. Yeah, to have
people. I can do that.
Mm-hmm. Do you need anybody of a Mexican background who also has an Irish background?
No.
Maybe stop it.
Call dibs.
And that Luella's Kitchen, tell us where your restaurant is located. Luella's Southern Kitchen, I apologize.
We are on the cross street of Lincoln and Wilson. The exact address is 4609 North Lincoln. So it's Lincoln Square, Ravenswood as well.
And the website is luellassoutheronkitchen.com. Visit that website to find out more about the menu.
Yes.
And whether or not those Southern tamales end up on the menu.
Yes.
After right. Paul's tastings.
I will be there. I will help you make the right decisions.
Also, we have Doug from Metropolitan Brewing, and again, you specialize in German-inspired lagers. I know Ben was asking you off the air if you have a tasting room that's in the works.
Yeah, it is. We're working currently on expanding to a new location, building a bigger brewery. Currently, we're in a small space up in north end of Ravenswood there. And we're outgrowing it. There's beer stacked to the ceiling, tanks full of beer, and not enough additional tanks to make more beer. So we're building a new 22,000 square foot facility in Avondale. It's going to be on the river, on Rockwell, and we're going to have a tap room that is half the size of our current entire brewery.
Whoa.
So it'll be great. It's overlooking the river, floor-to-ceiling windows on two sides. In the summer, you would hardly know you're even in Chicago. It's beautiful scenery there along the river. And so we're really looking forward to being able to, serve our beer the way we think it should be served exactly, and in its freshest state, which is really important for beer.
Well, your description here is that you are a lager beer evangelist.
And yes.
I can see that is true. I look forward to trying some more of your wonderful brew. And Rudy, who is the director of the Chamber of Commerce, Is that the correct title?
Yes, that's correct.
I'm doing that one. I didn't even look down. There's there's so much information. I want to make sure that I get to it. Is there anything I've forgotten about Winter Brew Fest? Give people information about how to participate and what else to know.
Yeah, go on our website, LincolnSquareRavenswood.org. You can find Winter Brew on there. It's on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all the good stuff. You know, it's a great way just to experience our great restaurants in our neighborhood as well as all the amazing breweries that we have in our neighborhood and in the surrounding area of Chicago. Great small breweries that you're going to taste great stuff from them. We have specialty tappings being offered throughout each event. It's a great time.
I know where I'm going to be on Friday. That sounds really good. Before we go, I didn't even mention, we talked about trying the crankshaft. I almost said something else. And Dynamo lagers. But we didn't talk about having tried some of the food from Luella's Kitchen. This is really wonderful. What did we have? I know that there's shrimp on this toast, but there's also crawfish. Is that what I'm having in the...
Yes, there was crawfish as well. So,
so good.
One of the dishes were was the New Orleans barbecue shrimp, and the second one was the crawfish etouffee.
I love etouffee. What is etouffee? Tell me, because I never know. I always hear like gumbo or etouffee or jambalaya. What is etouffee?
The term etouffee, it just simply means smothered in sauce. So that's really
why
what
that's
my
just say
that's
that.
My college nickname, smothered in sauce.
That's what the yeah right. that's what the yeah.
Is there a yeah. break right now?
So that's pretty much what the term means. So it's the only other item other than gumbo that you really make with like the dark roux. Mm-hmm. So we do the dark roux to make the etouffee sauce, as you do the dark roux to make the gumbo.
Ah, oh, it's some good stuff. Well, we
that
are going to
really
see
good.
You soon. It was
Thank
very,
you.
Very good. By the way, that's going to be my band name. It's going to be Smothered in Sauce.
Let's
it's
do
gonna
it.
Be, it's going to be on my headstone. More after this on 720 WGN. Let's do some music. There's so many people in this. See, it's when you're having a party, Ben, that it's easy to forget that we're just hanging out.
We're having a great time.
We're having a great time.
Incredible beer, incredible food.
Incredible everything. And company, I might add. We have wonderful musicians in studio. We have Jake and Jacob of Edwin. You have another song? Do you want to play now, or do you want me to? You have a song for now? What? Oh, let's do it. Yeah, I want to do it now too. What song is this?
This is called Needle in the Rug.
Here is Needle in the Rug from Edwin.